Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, the demand for cybersecurity talent will continue to grow in the coming years as Singapore continues to advance its digital economy and organizations continue to reinforce their digital capabilities. However, according to a study, there's nearly an 18,000 gap in Singapore's cybersecurity workforce, and the situation will be exacerbated by the acceleration of digital transformation across industries. A key strategy to narrow this talent gap is for the security community to evolve and scale up their youth engagement approaches, allowing them to do more to nurture and mentor aspiring cybersecurity professionals. For more insights, we speak to Stephen Ng, Executive Vice President, Managed Security Services, Ensign Info Security. Stephen, thanks for your time.
Good day, Howie. Thank you for having me on your program.
Pleasure's all ours, but we need to talk about the impact of the lack of cybersecurity talent in Singapore. And this is not new, is it?
You're right. The challenge of insufficient cybersecurity talent has existed, in the past pandemic year. It has existed before the pandemic. And of course, in the past year, this has, intensified the challenge. Now, Insufficient cybersecurity talent impacts many organizations' ability to scale their cyber defenses and to adequately protect themselves. Why is this so? Firstly, the manpower crunch can lead to fatigue and mistakes in cybersecurity, especially for organizations that are overwhelmed with big volumes of data. And secondly, the lack of experienced cybersecurity leaders can hinder organizations' ability to keep up with evolving digital requirements with up-to-date cybersecurity strategies, policies, and processes. Now, that's pandemic itself has intensified this challenge. It exposed organizations to more cyber risks as digital attack surface expands due to remote working arrangements and the rush adoption of new technologies. For instance, we've seen threat actors evolve their attacks by leveraging the pandemic, such as using COVID-19 themed phishing attacks. The need for more cybersecurity talents has become increasingly vital and urgent in today's landscape. At Ensign InfoSecurity, we are committed to addressing the cybersecurity talent gap in Singapore as a key member of Singapore's cybersecurity community. We take a multi-pronged strategy to improve the cybersecurity talent pool by nurturing greater interest in cybersecurity among youth, as well as in identifying talents and creating opportunities for those who are seeking a career in cybersecurity.
But it sounds like there's a talent gap because there are people, not enough people expressing interest, yes? How large is the talent gap, really? How bad is the situation, so to speak, Stephen?
Yeah, that's a good question. As Singapore continues to grow our digital economy and accelerate nationwide digitalization, the demand for tech talents, especially cybersecurity talents, will surge. As we become increasingly connected and reliant on digital technology, cybersecurity becomes a crucial enabler for the digital future. Cybersecurity is fundamental in fostering greater trust in the adoption and use of technology among citizens, consumers, businesses, and other stakeholders. This is key to keeping our economy competitive. However, a big gap in cybersecurity workforce can potentially derail our digital ambitions. There is nearly an 18,000 gap in Singapore's cybersecurity workforce, according to a workforce study by ISC Square. For businesses, cybersecurity is not just a risk mitigation measure, but a competitive advantage. Enterprise customers are increasingly demanding for cyber assurance from suppliers and service providers. Companies that are not adequately cyber secure could be out of the running for profitable contracts and sizable revenue from more organizations. Ensign is committed to addressing the cybersecurity talent gap in Singapore, and our youth engagement initiatives are a key approach to building a robust cybersecurity talent pool.
Fair to say then, Stephen, job opportunities abound in the cybersecurity sector, yes?
Yes, the cybersecurity industry is a fast-growing sector in Singapore with plenty of job opportunities for individuals with the passion and aptitude for cybersecurity.
That's the problem, right? How do we test that? How do you find out that you have aptitude? Or if you don't have the experience, that's hard too, right?
So it's one of the things that Ensign seeks to do is to adopt a multi-pronged strategy to nurture greater interest in cybersecurity among our youths, as well as in identifying talents and creating opportunities for those who seek a career in cybersecurity. There are three things we're going to do. First, we are forging stronger partnerships with industry organizations to engage, mentor, and support youths in cybersecurity. Secondly, by collaborating with universities, polytechnics, and schools to provide more opportunities for cybersecurity education. And third, by providing more opportunities for youth to acquire industry experience and practical skills through internship. In this year, 2021, Ensign will be hiring at least 15 interns. Also, as part of our contribution to Ladies in Cyber effort, we aim for half of these interns to be women.
Are there new roles emerging? But before we get to new cybersecurity roles emerging, Stephen, I want to ask you what people's impression of the cybersecurity sector is. Is it unglamorous, maybe? Is it perceived to be hard work? What do you think holds people back?
Well, the cybersecurity field actually promises many new and diverse career opportunities as technology is integral to our digital economy and our way of life. So some of the new roles that you've mentioned are roles like data scientists, threat intelligence analysts, threat hunters. These are emerging as cybersecurity requirements continue to change and cyber threats continue to evolve. To your point about what kind of people would be suitable, I think some of the key things would be having the right attitude and mindset. This is more important than hard skills, as hard skills can be developed in many of the structured training programs. And in fact, for us, curiosity is an important trait that we look for in this sector. A lot of the learning actually takes place on the ground while you're on the job. At the same time, this is a fast-paced industry that is constantly evolving. So as a cybersecurity professional, you have to have a continuous learning mindset and are constantly pushing yourself to new boundaries and learning new skills in a short time.
But there's got to be something that's putting people off, so to speak, or not being able to attract people. There's a reason for it, right?
So I think the shortage, or rather the insufficient talent pool for cybersecurity, a large part of it is also due to the lack of awareness of the availability of such jobs and lack of awareness of how such a career can be a very meaningful and challenging one that can engage a person for the long term.
Stephen Ng, Executive Vice President, Managed Security Services, Ensign Info Security. What are you folks at Ensign and all your collaborators and partners going to do to try and spark a greater interest in cybersecurity, especially among the young though, Stephen?
Well, youth engagement is a long-term and sustainable approach that we look at to ensure that Singapore continues to grow our pool of cybersecurity talents so that our cyber defenses can keep pace with our evolving digital ambitions. This will allow us to create a safer cyberspace supported by a strong and vibrant cybersecurity ecosystem. At the same time, it also enables our youth to be better prepared for the future workforce and can capitalize on the job prospects in this growing sector. Now, some of the new approaches that we're adopting to engage, mentor, and spark greater interest in amongst our youths are the following. So we're looking at customizing training and development opportunities, as well as pairing youth with the most suitable mentors in the cybersecurity industry. You see, traditionally, most youth engagement activities are organized around their educational level rather than their cybersecurity knowledge, competencies, and aptitude. When it comes to cybersecurity skills, we can do better because some of these skills are not necessarily correlated with educational level. For example, a secondary school student could potentially be more skilled in coding than a university student. Hence, at Ensign, together with our partners, we are taking a targeted approach to cater to youth varying cybersecurity and digital skills and their specific cybersecurity interests. So recently, Ensign, Association of Information Security Professionals and Cyber Youth Singapore, have signed two MOUs to develop new initiatives based on a more targeted approach. So of these three approaches, for the beginners level, we will focus on raising students' cybersecurity awareness and giving them opportunities to explore the industry by exposing them to different cybersecurity roles. For intermediate levels, we will focus on youths with good cybersecurity knowledge and technical skills through activities such as capture the flag competitions and mentorship opportunities that pair students with specific interests and skills, such as penetration testing of cyber defenses with their matching industry mentors. For advanced levels, we will roll out initiatives designed for students with strong cybersecurity fundamentals to expose them to real-world scenarios and allow them to acquire industry-relevant expertise. Some examples are training programs focused on subjects such as cybersecurity strategy and threat hunting. Overall, at Ensign, we have a multi-pronged strategy to generate greater interest in cybersecurity among youths and to identify talents and create opportunities for those seeking a career in cybersecurity. As a key member of the Singapore cybersecurity community, Ensign is committed to grow the local talent pool for the industry and expose our youths to the promising careers in cybersecurity.
Stephen, thank you so much for your insights and stay safe, sir.
Thank you, Howie.
We've been speaking with Stephen Ng, who is the Executive Vice President for Managed Security Services, Ensign Info Security. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.